Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen if you're able, and let's study the scriptures together. We're going to give you a lot of scripture because the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No preacher, no church, no one have a right to tell you what they say the scripture is saying or give you their interpretation of the scripture. We need to give you the scripture. And if we just give you the scripture and preach and teach the scripture will verify themselves and the scripture will interpret themselves. That's how you know you're hearing a message from God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. You are supposed to try every spirit. I want to encourage you to try this message. Try what we're saying, glory to God, because you need to know that God is speaking. You're never supposed to get so loyal to a man, to a leader, to a church that you stop testing them. The Bible tell you to do that, and it's not an insult to do that, because Acts 17 verse 11, they tested the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest teachers of all time, and the Bible called the saints noble for doing that. In Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11, the Bible is clear, the job of the preachers. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Don't let any preacher tell you no one's perfect. Don't let any preacher tell you no such thing as sinless perfection. Go to the scripture. You can be perfected in the mind and the heart of God, and you can walk in Jesus Christ's perfect holiness. Confirming verses 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. If we say we abide in him, we ought to walk like he walked. That's the perfection we're after. Let's go now into the message entitled Doing God's Pleasure. God bless you.
And that's why if you see some of these preachers been in it for a long time that don't want to yield to it, he'll raise him up a preacher in California. He'll raise him up a preacher in Florida. He'll raise him up preachers on all these stations. Yes. That's what he's doing. It's a mystery. And he's beginning to unveil it. And as he unveiled it to me, I'm trying to unveil it to you. Okay, now let's go to Ephesians. We're going to close in Ephesians 4, but I'm going to look at several scriptures in Ephesians 4, and I'm going to quote scriptures to verify everything that I'm saying, because I like scripture to interpret scripture. Let me tell you something. You know what all of us ought to start doing, mysterious people? Yeah, we ought to start getting on Facebook, Twitter. We ought to start using every avenue, social media, to start putting out what you learning, because I'm telling you, folks don't know what God been training us in. Now I know God got other men in other regions doing it, because God's never left without a witness, but in a certain region he gonna have a certain group of people. I'm telling y'all, we are part of that group. This is not an accident. Glory to God. And we need to start sending out emails and sending out clips. Minister Webb sent out a clip the other day, and I said, oh my God, that was powerful. All of y'all ought to get on there, take you a little 5 minutes and teach you a lesson about the mystery God's unveiling, and you send it out. It's so much foolishness out there on Facebook. Send some good stuff out there. We're going to flood the media with the mystery of God. And people going, where you get that from? We got it from heaven. Glory to God. Ephesians 4, we're going to begin at verse 11. Now watch this. I want to deal with six things. I'm not going to label all of them. But here's what I want to deal with as I read this. The perfecting of the saints. Number two, the work of the ministry. Number three, the edifying of the body of Christ. Number four, the unity of the faith. Number five, the fullness of Christ. And number six, no more children's. Tossed to and fro. I didn't put that in. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. In other words, God's going to raise up him some people that's not tossed by anything they hear. They can hear some and say, that ain't my father. Let me reveal to you what the father really said. You're going to know how to discern. Those are the six things I'm going to deal with, and I'm not going to labor on them because I'm going to stay inside of time today. Okay. Now, watch this. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Let me tell y'all something boldly. Let me proclaim something to you boldly in the Spirit of God. If preachers are not preaching this book, line upon line, precept upon precept, they are not preaching for God. Most preachers, let me tell y'all something. And most folks in the pews don't even know this. Most people, most church members believe what their leader taught them and never checked it out. And if you challenge a bunch of them, show me that in the scriptures. Show me three scriptures that prove what you just said. I promise you, some of them will look at them and they'll grow horns. You know what I'm talking about? The donkey. I don't want to say the real name for these kids' sake. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And they look like a donkey. The Bible called it something else. Because they don't know. And I'm not trying to belittle or make them look bad. I'm just telling you, most Christians have been discipled by their church. They look like their church. They look like their denomination. They look like their pastor. Where are the Christians that look like Jesus? And if they, I'm telling you, if they're not preaching some of these things we're dealing with here, they are not preaching the mind of God. Why you say that, preacher? It's right here in the book. Yes. It says he gave these preachers right here in five categories, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Here's why he gave them. For the perfecting of the saints. Let me tell you why most of them ain't doing their job. They get up and they say all the time, nobody's perfect. How many of y'all done heard that in your lifetime? Put your hand up. How many of y'all done heard preachers say that? Oh, good God Almighty. Let me tell you something, saints. Whenever you hear a preacher tell you that, that preacher wasn't sent by God. Why would God call preachers for the perfecting of the saints and then send them to tell you nobody's perfect? Why? God ain't confused. When you hear a preacher, yeah, I'm going to say it on the radio, preachers, when you tell people nobody's perfect, you don't know what you're talking about. 120 times that's in the Bible. And you got the audacity to disciple people in the mind, nobody's perfect, and got all your people, well, ain't nobody's perfect. You just disciple people in the mind of Satan. God didn't teach you that. So we need to find out what God's point of view of perfect is before we just throw it out just because we know we're not humanly perfect. Don't throw God's definition out. So whenever you hear a preacher say that, a red flag ought to go up. Bing! That preacher don't know what he's talking about. Because he don't. Because right here, the scriptures say they were given for the perfecting of the saints. What am I supposed to perfect you in? The mystery. The whole point of my ministry, my living, being an example, when I come among you, I know everybody, I can sit and talk, I know everybody watching me. You're supposed to. You're supposed to watch all my movements. Because I'm up here preaching this holy book, and you can't see this holy book in my life. You ought to, excuse me, Pastor, I got to go. Glory to God. It says every preacher, job is to work on perfecting you and bringing your soul into the knowledge of the mystery that's in you. That's what I'm doing. And when a preacher doing something else other than this, that preacher got his own agenda. He in it for his own belly desires. And you can find him in 2 Peter chapter 2. Go read 2 Peter chapter 2, the whole chapter, and you're going to see some born-again preachers who started out loving God, and they got in error, and the church never knew they got in error, but they still following him because I love my pastor. And the pastor done left Jesus. He's in error, still teaching you, but I love my pastor. Then let me tell you what the prophecy of the Bible say about your pastor. If the blind lead the blind, both of y'all falling in a ditch. Yes. That's the word. Luke 6:39. I ain't preaching nothing but the scriptures. If I ever get up and preach something else other than the scriptures, don't listen to me. And if a preacher not preaching the scriptures, they are out of touch with the move of God in this time and season. I declare that. You may not know. Do you know some of them 3,000 people going on there? Preachers trying to find out, who is this guy? Where this guy come from? Oh, the Lord done already told me that. And they call me. They call me like they. Well, brother, the scripture says, let him that is without sin to cast the first stone. Well, brother, do you know none of them people were born again? Then, oh, that's all they can say. Preachers looking for cracks. Preachers looking for excuses. And a time a preacher look for an excuse, he ain't called by God and he ain't sent by God. And if he once was, he done got in error. 2 Peter chapter 2, the Bible said they once knew God, they once served him, and now they done got into it for the wrong reason. And God said their damnation is just. God has damned them to hell. A lot of preachers in pulpits right now all over the city and all over the world damned for hell and still teaching you. Go read it. Read your Bible. Wow. The perfecting of the saints. Here's two scriptures you can look at to confirm it. Colossians 1:28, which is a warning for us preachers first. Here's what the scripture warned us. He said, God said, I warn you, you best better have the people ready when I come. That's what God done told preachers, and preachers done forgot about why we called. Because you said, telling people ain't nobody perfect, and God called you to perfect them, and now you got the audacity to teach them ain't nobody's perfect because your butt done got in error, and now you not represent the true God of the scriptures. You represent yourself, and God said in Colossians 1:20, when I come, you better have them perfect. Now you got another message. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, that scripture that say, if any man destroy the temple of God, you know who the temple of God is? People. Our bodies are the temple of God. And this verse right here was not talking about cigarettes and alcohol. Okay. There's another verse in Corinthians where it says you can defy your body with that. But this one right here talking to preachers. And this verse right here said, if you defile God's people, that was for preachers. He said, if you mislead them people, you misinform them people, and you don't create the right atmosphere for them to grow in my perfection, he told the preachers, I'm going to destroy you. That's us. How many preachers don't know that? They knowing it, they hearing it now. And some of them don't like it. But God said he going to destroy us if we don't do it right. And the Bible said we preachers going to be beaten with many stripes. That's special places and compartments in hell for preachers. I heard a story. I wish I could stop my clock, but y'all give me a minute to tell my story. And keep up with my time, though. Give me a minute to tell this. I heard a story about this person who abided by the teachings of their preacher and died and found out that preacher was wrong, and end up going to hell. And then there was this person who had a revelation of hell and saw all these people being tormented. Then they saw something strange. There was one person go over here and pick up somebody and look at him and slam them down. Go over here and get somebody else, pick them up and slam them down. And the person who saw the vision said, "What is that?" And a voice came from heaven saying, "That's a person looking for the preacher that lied to him." Now that's a real story of a real vision somebody had. Ain't nobody gonna look for me in hell. Next point, the work of the ministry. It says we're supposed to perfect the saints. What am I perfecting? My whole point of labor in preaching and teaching and demonstration and everything I teach, even Thursday night when we break things down, all I'm after is perfecting you in the mystery that's in you. That's the preacher's job. He ain't got no other job. And he perfecting the saints for the work of the ministry. Every one of y'all got ministry in you. You got a mystery in you. And your ministry may not be like mine, but it could be social media. It could be on your job. It could be what you was doing. You are contending for the faith. Just that one incident. That woman ain't going to never forget that. She may think she going to forget it, but her conscience said that woman telling you the truth. Every one of you got ministry. You got peoples in your life I'd never see. And on your job, wherever you go, you got ministry. And God's got secret people that he, do you know Jesus, before Jesus went to be baptized and his ministry was introduced, he was in the earth growing up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people never saw him until he got to John the Baptist and the power fell on him. But he was being raised up. You are being raised up. And at the right time, God going to unveil you and put you in places to where you're going to wonder, why am I here? And people going to ask you and you're going to explain to them the mystery.
That's it. Yes.
Okay, you got ministry. Next one. For the edify, okay, let me give you a couple of verses here. Ephesians 4 and verse 7, Romans 12, 3 through 6. Now, the next one is the edifying of the body of Christ. This is what preachers supposed to be doing to the body. And you look at Hebrews 3 and verse 13, it gives you your primary ministry is encouraging one another daily, being encouragement. I notice how when we let out of church, many of us, we still hear fellowshipping, still hear fellowshipping. And that fellowship is good. Interaction is good. And we ought to encourage one another daily. And if you miss seeing somebody, encourage them. Call them. Write them. Send them a text. Find out. Encourage. That's your ministry. So we're supposed to be edified in the body of Christ. We're supposed to be, AJ and I was talking this morning how one man of God, you know, he don't even know what God doing in AJ's life. He want to pull him back as a member. AJ said, "See that? See that? Let me get off this phone." Preachers more concerned about you being their member than they are building you up in the body of Christ. They more concerned about you filling their numbers up and their role up because it turns down the money. Preachers supposed to be building up the saints. If I see another saint somewhere, I just want to build you up. I'm not building you up to try to get you to come here, but that's the agenda of most preachers. And they're not called by God. And if they ever was called, they're out of order. They 2 Peter chapter 2. Because they're supposed to be edified and unified. And they're supposed to be edifying the body and unifying the body. John 17 verse 20 through 21. Please read that because that was Jesus' ultimate prayer for his entire body. It don't matter which local church you go to. This is his passion for every believer that they may be one. We got to create that oneness mindset in these believers because most believers, well, I attend this church. This is my pastor. Well, where's the Jesus in you? You look too much like your church for me. You look too much like your pastor for me. Where is Jesus? Because your pastor not putting Jesus in you. I'm telling you, did God exposing these false jokes now? The fullness of Christ. Okay. doing God's pleasure. In order to do God's pleasure, you have to be discipled. And my point of discipleship is tapping into and bringing your soul into the mystery that resides in you. And as this mystery is unfolded to you, then the fullness of who Christ is can live and walk through you. God gonna have some people like that that's gonna rise up, and the world gonna wonder, where did they come from? And they once again gonna call us Christians. They gonna say, these are the real Christians. Because all this foolish stuff popping up now, Satan just having him a little heyday. God sitting there just got it in control. Just, amen. He got it in control. And at the right time, Peggy gonna pop up. At the right time, DeShondra gonna pop up. Come on now, DeLisa gonna pop up. Curtis, AJ, come on, all of us gonna pop up. And some of the people that knew us, in the, you know, the Bible said, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. See, we looking at people after the flesh. Watch when God take over that flesh. It gonna freak them out. Because we're gonna learn how to submit and yield ourselves to the fullness of God. And all this crazy stuff popping up in the earth and in the church, God gonna pop up in us. And take this thing out. Oh, y'all ought to get excited. It's going to happen. I prophesy that it's going to happen. Because the Bible says it. Last one. Last one. No more children. How many minutes? 7 minutes. Seven is God's perfect number. No more children. Watch this. No more. The Bible said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into... Let me tell y'all something. If preachers not preaching this here, they are not preaching for God. I'm telling you that on the authority of the Bible. If, because this is what they for. And if this is not their message, you can just go on and make a discernment. That's not God. Because this is what they're supposed to be doing. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Unto a perfect man, but ain't nobody perfect. Preacher, get off the stage. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. Right now the church is like a child. They're biting on all this old hyper grace stuff, the cross stuff. Cross is wonderful, but don't preach it out of your flesh. Grace is wonderful, but don't preach it out of your flesh. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. This, all of this stuff coming in is a wind. Just doctrine, just wind. It was prosperity. That was a wind. Everybody went after that. And ain't nobody got it. But the preachers. It was a joke. The preachers got all the money riding in the Mercedes and the people still. It was a big joke. It was a wind just blew in the church. And I'm not saying God won't bless you and prosper you. He will. But I'm saying that was a wind. Wind of doctrine by the slate of men. And cunning, they was cunning and crafty. Preachers, Sister DeShondra, that's why your fiance don't like preachers, because they're cunning and crafty. He saw that. I don't know if he knew what he was seeing, but that's what seeing. They're cunning and they're crafty, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Preachers that people admire, waiting to deceive. They liking you, loving you, spending time with you, looking at your purse. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, even the head, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, by the effectual working of the measure, and every part maketh the increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. Turn to Hebrews 5 and we finish. Hebrews 5, 12 and verse 14. Let me show you what a full measure Christian look like and act like. That's where God bringing us, to a full measure. So you can identify what's God and what's not God. And if Christians during that era, the prosperity era, and all that name it and claim it error would have known this, they wouldn't have got caught up. Hebrews 5, verse 12 and verse 14. It says, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. By now, the whole entire body of Christ, if preachers would have been doing what they was really called to do, by now in 2015, the church should have been here. And that everybody in the pew could have been working ministry now in the world. Because we didn't go according to God's schedule, that's why he let the gays and lesbians pop out and take over. That's why he let the Supreme Court back it up, because that was a revelation of God's wrath. Because the church didn't do it. Now the church going to try to get up and speak out. But you better speak out on your sins too. It's all right to make a stand against that foolishness, but make a stand against your foolishness. Because you got doctrine saying nobody can live without sin. Ain't no such thing as sinless perfection. Nobody's perfect. Then I'm going to go try to mess with something that's imperfect. And you just preach nobody perfect. Silly. It says, for when the time you ought to be teachers, everybody in the body of Christ, everybody are teachers in one way or the other. That's the ministry of the entire family of God. One way or the other, you're a teacher. Be it in dance. Amen. If you got a dance ministry, if you have a internet ministry, you have ministry. You teaching in something you can do for the kingdom. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have become such as one that need milk and not strong meat. He said, a body of Christ ready to go back to the breast. And it's the preacher's fault, because if they would have been doing what God called them to do, the church would be ready now. Then it says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Let me show you what a babe is in the kingdom. But strong meat belonging to them that are of full age, even by those who by reason of use have their senses exercised that they can discern both good and evil. Here's some Christians God's raising up now. He's raising you up in this word of truth. He's raising you up in the spirit. And in due time, he's going to put you on a platform wherever you are. It could be your job, could be the news media, it could be in the public, it could be in the pulpit. He's going to put you on display, and you're going to be able to skillfully take the word of God and declare that's not the Father's word. You're out of order. Yeah. This is what God say. The test that you are properly representing God is that you can discern whether something is of God and not of God. And a lot of this stuff that's being taught is not of God. Yeah. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed the message. God bless you. We want to encourage you for more free teaching. Go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Our number is 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.